Hey, girlfriend, welcome to the Wind Up Women podcast. My name is Shannon, and I am an online health mentor and a full-time corporate babe who loves all things wine and shaking up that noise that is inside your head. Say what? Each week, I will be sharing a dose of inspiration to help you make massive changes in your mindset, motivation, and overall happiness so you can stop bottling up your potential and pour out those excuses. You in? If so, grab your wine and I'll see you on the inside. What is up, my babes? How are you doing? I swear, I'm like, Shannon, do not sing on the episode. And then, you know, it just happens. You just get the real, you know, authentic me, and that's what happens. And Justin and I, we are a perfect match because he likes to sing and create these silly rhymes randomly, and I like to sing and just be silly. So, you know, that's what you get here on the Wind Up Women podcast. But today I wanted to talk to you all about freaking taking action to reduce your fear. This is going to be a super quick episode just because honestly, I didn't prepare for this. I'm just coming on here because I was listening to a book on Audible. And if you don't have Audible, please go download that, get it. And my goal is to listen to 1 to 2 books a month. And I try and pick one business book and one like mindset shift book, like just to help me with like my spirituality or faith or just like mindset work, self-love, anything like that. So right now I'm listening to the book called Leadership by John C. Maxwell. Amazing, amazing book. So for me, as an online health and fitness coach, I'm all about leading other women to be successful in their business and not just building a business, but owning a business and taking ownership and start being extraordinary leaders, not only just for their team and for their, you know, just not for their team, but for themselves, taking ownership and leading by example, taking ownership of their fitness, their health, and their nutrition, their mindset, all of the things, and getting over their bullshit, right? So I wanted to kind of share something. So John C. Maxwell literally just said, I paused it and I came on this. I went on my team page and just started like preaching to them about how they should be taking action on their fears. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm like so fired up. I need to come on the podcast and share with you. So here we are. So I wanted to share, this is what he said. He said, action reduces fear and it increases courage. I was like, hold the F up. How awesome is that? And how simple is that? So I just shared this with my team about how our fears are only a mind game and our ego does to us to keep us safe, right? And we might be afraid of something right this minute, right? You might be so scared of something and it's holding you back from going after what you want. So you might be afraid of success. You might be afraid of failing, judgment of others. You might be afraid of losing something, losing money, losing friendships, losing a job, losing income. You might be afraid of embarrassment or judgment, right? Girl, that is not keeping you safe. That is keeping you to continue to play small. And that does not get you anywhere. Playing small does not get you to living your best life. So what if this week you decided, F the fear. I'm going after what I want. So what if you decided to commit to yourself? I'm going to go do that business. I'm going to try even if I fail. I'm going to be myself because haters over there don't matter anyways. I love being my true authentic self, and whoever resonates with that are going to be my true friends, not the people that don't. I'm going to lose things in my life regardless of what I do, so I might as well go after it anyways. I won't know until I try. And all of the things I listed above that has stopped me previously be like from truly going all in on my business that I run right now. And if side note, if you've ever thought of doing what I do as an online health and fitness mentor, I have the link of my info page in the show notes below. So go down and check it out because I am looking for mentoring more women to figure out if this is something for them and to build a business online and from their phones, which has been such a game changer for me during quarantine, keeping me super busy and earning an income in my PJs. But honestly, I used to let fear of failing, judgment, embarrassment, fear of success hold me back from going all in this business. And during this quarantine, I decided I'm going all freaking in. And let me tell you, I've increased my courage in and belief in myself just by doing that. I stopped letting the fear hold me back, and I just took messy, massive fucking action. I'm no longer letting my fears dictate my future. No freaking more, sister, and you aren't either. You are not going to let that happen. So take action. Face the fears. Build the confidence. Be courageous. Be freaking bold. Be different. Be authentically you. Because that's what we need in our world. Not a bunch of people playing small and showing others it's okay to just be okay. If you're listening to this, I know you're not looking to quote unquote just be okay with your life. No, you're looking to be damn extraordinary. So if you need that swift kick in the ass, reach out to me because you know I got you. You know I got your back. So why don't you just go after that? Take action because it will reduce that fear. It really will. You'll be like, why was I so afraid of going after that business or sending that invite or doing that workout and showing my sweaty selfies online? Why was I so afraid of that? Because now that I've done it multiple times, I have so much courage and so much confidence in it. I'm like, how was I that scared of doing that? But the reason why I'm not scared of doing that anymore is because I took action. I faced the fears. And I knew it was a fear for a reason. It was that intuition saying, you need to focus on this because you need to grow in this area. So if you're afraid of, you know, talking to someone new, then you need to go do that because that's your soul and the spirits or God or whoever you believe in telling you that's where you need to grow next. And that's how you'll grow into the better version of you. So I challenge you today, girlfriend, go take messy, massive action. It will reduce your fear and it will increase your courage in every freaking aspect of your life. And you deserve it. You deserve it. So go take action, face the fears, be bold, and be courageous because you deserve it and so does the world that surrounds you. I love you. Go pour yourself a glass of wine because, you know, like I always say, it's never good to keep things bottled up. I'll see you next week. Bye, babe.